Radio, KSPT, and KBFI.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
All right. Hi again, everybody. Whistling Ricky over here. And welcome back here on KSPT KBFI, also at NorthIdahoRadio.com or .com.
Nice one.
It's Wednesday. It's North Idaho Wednesday. I'm Bob Witte, North Idaho Hump Day to some of you. Time for yet another edition of Ricky's Top 10, the weekly radio show that we put together a top 10 list on a subject somewhat pertinent to what's going on in that particular week. And, of course, this week, well, it's Halloween, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. It's Saturday, this Saturday, of course. Also a full moon and also the day we fall back on your clocks. Weird day. But it's not going to be the same old Halloween that we've been used to all these years. Like everything else in 2020, it's just going to be weird and different. So with that in mind, we thought we'd do something different on this show today as well. So instead of any kind of actual top 10 list, Ricky's got together with some of our acting friends, local thespians, and put together three short Halloween radio plays that will play over the next couple of days. So it's like old-timey radio.
Exactly.
And I want to thank Derek and Chris for in our studios for helping to put in the sound effects and doing all that kind of great stuff to make this happen. Ricky, we have a few minutes here. Tell us about what is this all about?
Dorothy Prophet has a Cade Memorial Productions, and they were supposed to put on Misery last year, and then copyright infringement, they got canceled. And so she thought about doing that over the air and just got busy and never did it. So about a week ago, I started looking up uncopyrighted radio plays back when radio was the source of entertainment. So from, I think one of them is as early as 1924. The other two are from the 30s and 40s. And found a couple of plays that would fit into the time slots and had plenty of parts and were fun and fit into the spooky Halloween genre as well. So called in a couple of favors from friends and cast it. We did a few of the sound effects here in the studio, which was really fun. But yeah, it was mostly just to get together and do something entertaining for the holidays, social distance friendly kind of fun Halloween-y things. And after they air today, you can listen to them anytime today and tomorrow. You can listen to them anytime on NorthIdahoRadio.com. So you could even crowd around the old transistor if people have those still. And
at home going, what's a transistor?
Yeah. And listen to some radio plays with the family. It would be really fun.
Well, I look forward to it. We'll be playing number one of the three shorts here in just a few minutes. So if you're wondering what's going on my radio, well, that's what it is. It's old-timey Halloween radio play. That's coming up in just a couple of minutes. But first, a couple of things to tell you about. We mentioned transistor radios. But I remember the Bulldog football Friday nights, you know, going up into the announcer's booth years, decades and decades ago. And just about everybody in the crowd would have a transistor radio. And they were listening to us. But transistor radios have kind of disappeared.
Died
from
like everything else.
The world. They could still listen online, of course, at NorthIdahoRadio.com or Rock103.com. And so that's still happening. And you can listen, or if you're lucky enough to get a ticket, when they figure out the number of people that are allowed in the stands this Friday night, the Bulldogs are at home with Hillcrest out of Idaho Falls. And that's a playoff game. They won last week 6-0, an exciting Snow Bowl game down at Lakeland. So 6:40 for the pregame, Chris Chapburn and Jay Vandenberg. In case you can't make it or you can't get in, they're still debating the exact number of fans that are going to get in this weirdest thing of all time. so that'll be here on KSBT anyway this Friday night. If you're looking for something safe to do for Halloween, a couple of things going on. The Bonner County Museum Historical Society, the Kinnickinnick Native Plant Society, and the Sandpoint Lions are coming together this Saturday, October 31st at Lakeview Park for what they're calling the biggest celebration in town. You enter on Lakeview Park by the Lion's Den and enjoy trick-or-treating, a lighthouse, apple cider, popcorn, spooky photo booth. We can show off your costumes. There's going to be a haunted woods until midnight.
Until midnight. That until sounds midnight. So spooky.
The event is free for all ghouls and goblins of all ages. For your safety, entry will be placed and will be paced, and volunteers will wear masks and gloves. For more information, go to bonnercountyhistory.org. Also, if you'd rather do something indoors, the Bonner County Fairgrounds is having a free Halloween party. And that is, but it says here it's October 30th. I have to double check that. I thought it was on Halloween, but I'll have to double check that. But it's you can look at it at bonnercountyfairgrounds.org or .net or whatever it is. And but they're having a free Halloween party this weekend. It's for kids at the fairgrounds. It has Halloween-themed movies, costume contests, candy games, treats, and more. And you can check out the event on Facebook.
Fun.
So those are things going on here. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Ricky, what do we have going on?
Well, we're going to play the first of our three radio plays that we recorded. The other two will air tomorrow. It features, we each had to play three parts in this one because there were a lot of parts to it. So Jack Peterson will play the great Marlowe, the announcer and the stagehand. I will play Helen, female in the audience and the police officer. Kate McAllister is going to play Mildred Marie and the doctor. Ben Olson, you'll hear doing a couple of different accents, will play Jack Heckler and Marino. And then Zach Hagedon will play Paul, the MC, and the doorman. So looking forward to hearing all of us do. My voice acting is incredible in this, I have to say. I could not do accents to save my life.
And you're so humble, too.
Yes, yeah. Nice. No, everyone else brought their A game. I pretty much used the same voice for all of it. So
so do you have to really concentrate to get a radio? I mean, for a lot of people, the old timers will remember radio shows, you know, Ozzie and Harriet and stuff like that from back in the day. But younger people won't know what this is all about.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, it's just like when you, if you've ever been in a play and you do a table read, where you're just reading through the play, the language is old. So it's kind of interesting, the things that they say and having to find your truth in that, as the actors would say, to make it sound believable. But then also a lot of it, because it's a radio play, you can't see anything happening. It has to be very visual. So the language is also really descriptive. So you're saying things that are just seem long-witted and insane. Like you're just going to explain everything in this one line really quick. And instead of trying to act something out. So it's pretty interesting. It was fun to kind of get into that headspace and go through it.
Well, let's go through it.
All right.
The first of three that will play today and tomorrow. I think we're going to take a break first, and then we'll come back. What is the name of this one?
This one is called, it's The Strange Dr. Weird. it's called The Thought.
The Thought.
Yes.
And we'll think about The Thought right after this.
When it's time to change your windshield, you might think it's just glass and no big deal. Actually, it's a very big deal. Your windshield will protect you in an accident, and it's critical that it be installed properly to ensure your safety. At Specialty Auto Glass, their technicians are AGSC certified and will do it right. Call Specialty Auto Glass at 263-2600 and schedule your appointment today. They can even come to you with their mobile service. Specialty Auto Glass on Schweitzer Plaza Drive, just off Highway 95 in Ponderay.
Make your dinner reservations for Trinity at City Beach. We're open 7 days a week from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. You'll enjoy the beautiful fall views along with our delicious fall menu additions. Pizzas and calzones are back. Choose from our zesty meat lovers, Hawaiian habanero, barbecue chicken ranch, and many more. You can dine inside or under a heater on our patio or pick up to go or curbside. Trinity at City Beach, 208-255-7558 or trinityatcitybeach.com.
Our American spirit is alive and strong, and while we're all going through these unprecedented historical times, we can face these challenges together. Hello, I'm Mark Hemstreet, owner of Shiloh Inns. Although we may wear face masks and practice social distancing, there are no restrictions on making travel memories for business or pleasure. Taking care of our Shiloh guests and employees is the very essence of what we do. At Shiloh Inns, we're open and ready to welcome you to a clean, safe home away from home. You'll find extra cleaning and sanitizing protocols in place for the safety of our guests and employees. At Shiloh Inns, we offer many free amenities like free Wi-Fi and even the kids stay free. So book your next stay with confidence at ShilohInns.com or call 1-800-222-2244. Shiloh Inns, affordable excellence, American family owned and proud of it.
Do you hear that delicious sound? No, it's not the freshly fried patty of the Crispy McChicken sandwich. Well, actually it is. But it's also the sound of a debt being paid. Because this golden crisp chicken could be the very first meal you treat your parents to. Yes, parental payback is now available in many delicious McDonald's deals.
Like buy one, get one for a dollar. Every day at McDonald's, mix and match a new hot and spicy McChicken with classics like a McDouble, McChicken, or four-piece Chicken McNuggets. Price and participation may vary.
With McDelivery, get your favorites, like a juicy quarter pounder, golden fries, and crispy chicken McNuggets. Ordering is easy. Choosing which you'll eat first, not as easy.
Every day at McDonald's, share a classic Big Mac pack with two Big Mac sandwiches, two medium fries, and a 20-piece chicken McNuggets. Get it with McDelivery or mobile order and pay. Price and participation may vary. Delivery prices may be higher than at restaurants. Delivery fee, service fee, and or small order fee may apply.
Get it contactless with McDelivery.
KBFI 1450, KSPT 1400, and 97.1 FM.
No, no. Stay where you are. Do not break the stillness of this moment. For this is a time of mystery. A time when imagination is free and moves forward swiftly, silently. This is
The Haunting Hour.
Greater Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce presents The Thought.
Ladies and gentlemen, for your pleasure and amazement, the 78 Club presents the great Marlowe, the mental marvel. Gifted with a seventh sense, the great Marlowe reads your mind, knows your every thought. Now, I warn you, if you have a secret you don't want him to know, just don't think about it. Presenting the great Marlowe.
Thank you. Frankly, I can't explain the performance you're about to witness. Science, without explaining it, calls it telepathy, thought transference.
Call it hokum.
The gentleman calls it hokum. Maybe. We will see. Now, everybody in this room, concentrate. Think of a thing or a person. Concentrate. Think hard. I have a thought. Someone is thinking of the initials S.G. Will the person thinking of S.G. please rise?
I've been thinking S.G.
Thank you. Young lady, you are concentrating on the name of Stanley Green, is that right?
Oh, why, yes.
Stanley is in the Army, I believe, correct?
Yes, he's a sergeant.
And you want me to tell you Stanley's serial number. It's 340-0767. Is that correct? I have another thought. Someone is thinking. Ladies and gentlemen, please bear with me a moment. I have to stop this performance. Believe me, it's important. I'll be back very shortly.
See, I told you it was hokum. What happened, Professor? Forget your code.
Hey. What's the idea of stopping the act like that?
Where's your telephone directory, Marino?
What are you trying to do, ruin my club's reputation?
Shut up, Marino. Where's your...
Now listen, Marlowe. I pay you $2,000 a week.
Glenwood, two.
I expect to get my money's worth.
Listen, will you please leave? Just as soon as I'm through with this call, I'll finish the act.
All right, but mega snappy.
And close the door.
Hello?
I'd like to speak with Helen Thornton.
This is Mrs. Thornton.
Helen Thornton?
Yes, who's this?
My name is Marlowe, a telepathist performing at the 78 Club. A few moments ago, during my act, I received a thought that is vital to you. Are you alone?
Yes.
Do as I say, please. Lock all your windows and doors. Allow no one in under any circumstance.
If this is someone's idea of a practical joke...
No, Mrs. Thornton, this is no joke. Someone in this nightclub is planning to kill you.
Hello?
This is Mildred. Helen, I just got in.
Oh, I've been trying to get you for hours. I know it's very late, but could you come over?
Helen, what's the matter?
Oh, Mildred, I'm so frightened. I'm alone here.
Well, where's Jack?
He's out of town, and it's Marie's night off. Mildred, I don't know what to do.
What's wrong? You sound...
Mildred, come over right away, please. You could spend the night. Oh!
Helen! Helen, what happened? What's wrong with you?
Oh, Jack!
Helen? Helen, are you all right? Look, I'll be right over.
No, Mildred. It's all right now. Jack's home.
What was the matter?
I'll speak to you tomorrow.
All right. Good night.
Oh, Jack!
Hey, what's the matter? What happened, darling? Helen! Helen, for Christ's sake, what is it? Pull yourself together, darling. Here, come over here and sit down. That's better. Now, what is it, darling?
Oh, Jack, I'm so glad you're home. It's been awful, and I didn't expect you, and when I heard the door...
I finished my business in New York sooner than I planned. I would have wired, but I thought I'd surprise you. I met Fred Hamilton on the train coming home. Remember the buyer from St. Louis? We stopped off for a drink downtown.
Oh, Jack, you should have called me.
As a matter of fact, I did try to call you about 11, just as we were leaving the 78 Club.
The 78 Club? You were there?
Yeah, what is it, darling?
Nothing. I'm all right now.
Now, something is wrong, Helen. What is it?
I guess I was just frightened being alone.
You've been alone before many times.
Yes, but the call...
What call?
Well, the police. There was a robbery in the neighborhood.
Oh, that's it. That's why the door was double locked. Well, darling, there's nothing to worry about now. I'm here, all right?
Yes, Jack. You're here.
Yeah, that's better. A good night's sleep and you'll be as good as new.
Yes, Jack.
Now you lie there and relax, darling. I'll go to the kitchen and make you a cup of warm milk.
Thanks, Jack.
Hello?
Paul, it's Helen. Didn't you get my message? I called twice.
Yes, but I just got in. I thought you'd be asleep by now.
Paul, you must help me, please. Please, Paul, there isn't much time.
Helen, what's the trouble?
He's going to kill me.
What the...
Jack, he's going to kill me. He came tonight.
Helen, what are you talking about?
Paul, you must believe me.
Now, listen, Helen, you probably just had a bad dream. Is Jack there?
Yes. Please, you must believe me. I know what he's going to do.
Well, we'll straighten this thing out. Let me speak to Jack.
No, you mustn't. Please. He's coming now. You'll never see me again. Alive. Goodbye, Paul. Don't bother folding the dresses, Marie. Just throw them in.
Mrs. Salton, isn't this kind of sudden you're going away?
Don't ask questions, Marie. Hurry, here, help me close this suitcase. You finish packing the other suitcase, and I'm going down to get the car out of the garage.
Good morning, Helen.
Jack!
You look so surprised to see me.
Marie said you'd gone. I didn't expect.
I decided to come back. I see I caught you in time.
I was just going over to Mildred's.
So early in the morning?
We have an appointment for golf.
Honey, in those clothes?
Well, I...
Darling, it's all right. Helen, I'll tell you why I came back this morning. Frankly, I'm worried about you. Something's on your mind, I know it. Won't you tell me what it is?
I'm all right.
Okay, now you listen to me. I had some very important business to settle with Paul this morning, but you come first.
You saw Paul this morning?
No, I changed my mind on the way down and came back. Helen, you need a rest. You and I are going away.
No, Jack.
Yes. Now, there's no use arguing. I've already made a reservation for this weekend.
Where? Where are you taking me?
Remember that cabin we stayed at 3 years ago?
Oh.
It'll be wonderful, just the two of us all alone. We'll drive out there tomorrow. Now, there's no need to fuss either, just a few old duds. My rifle.
Your rifle?
Well, yes, darling, my gun. The hunting season's on. The shooting at Lone Acres should be very good this year.
Now, Helen, what's this all about?
Paul, I had to see you.
Yeah, but why here at Luigi's, all the way across town?
It's safer here.
What's gotten into you?
Jack's going to kill me.
Helen.
He is, Paul.
Don't be ridiculous. That's what you told me last night over the phone.
He's changed his plan.
Oh, I see. And why, Mrs. Thornton, is your husband going to kill you?
Because he's jealous of you.
Jealous? Ha! Jack, jealous of me?
He knows what we once meant to each other, before I married him.
Why, of course he does. So what? Why, his winning you is a standard joke between him and me. Rivals in love, partners in business, and all that stuff. Ha! Come on and snap out of this. I think I better talk to Jack about you.
No, no, Paul, you mustn't. Promise me you won't.
All right, Helen, if you say so.
Jack's taking me to Lone Acres tomorrow. For a rest, he says.
Good. That's just what you need.
I'll never come back alive.
Now, Helen, get a hold of yourself. Everything will be all right. Your imagination's overworked, that's all. You should go to Lone Acres for a rest. It will do you a world of good.
All right. I'll go, but I'm frightened. So frightened. We will be alone, and he will have his gun.
You know, Helen, sometimes I think I love this gun more than I do you. There. It's okay now, clean as a whistle and ready for the work at hand. Say, fog's lifting. You can see clear across the valley. Now we'll get in some hunting today after all. Helen, what's the matter? You haven't said a word since breakfast.
I'm all right. I've been wanting to finish this story.
The Golden Goblet Murders. You know, detective stories hand me a laugh. Now, if I was planning a murder, I'd use a gun, like this Springfield here. Now, let's say, for instance, I wanted to kill... Well, say I wanted to kill...
Me?
All right, say I wanted to kill you. Now, let's see. We have to have a motive, don't we? I have it. Motive? Jealousy.
Jealousy?
Yes, I'm jealous of Paul Allen. That's it. I'm jealous of Paul.
I don't want to talk about it.
Come on, be a sport. Our murder plot is just beginning to get interesting. Now, let's see, we need a locale. Wow, Lone Acres, right here. What a perfect setting for a perfect murder. Now for the time.
Yes, Jack. When are you going to kill me?
Well, I shouldn't really tell you when I plan to kill you, but I'll give you a break. This afternoon. How's that? We'll be out in the woods hunting. No one will be too near. No one will see what happens. The hunting season. A gunshot. You're dead. A regrettable accident, and there's our perfect murder.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
Since 1990, Brown's Northside Machine and Gear has been your local diesel and heavy equipment expert, serving the logging, trucking, and construction industry. Now is the time to get your vehicle serviced for the season ahead, so call Brown's today at 263-4643 or stop by the shop located on Triangle Drive behind the Bonner Mall. Their ASC Certified Master Mechanics can help keep your equipment on the road. Open weekdays from 7 to 5 and Saturdays from 7 to 1. Brown's Northside Machine and Gear.
Selkirk's Ponderay Transit is your convenient and free local bus transportation. Hop on the spot stop nearest you. Hours are 6:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. with 40 stops 7 days per week serving Dover, Sandpoint, Kootenai, and Ponderay. The map, schedule, and live bus tracking is available at spotbus.org. They are following FTA cleaning guidelines, keeping spot passengers and drivers safe. Again, visit spotbus.org to see spot schedules, map, and bus tracker. Selkirk's Ponderay Transit is your convenient and free local bus transportation. See you on spot.
Hi, this is John Darling with Flooring Outlet by Carpet One. A few years ago, we recognized our community needed a flooring outlet option to purchase clearance and closeout flooring products. Being locally owned for 75 years, we feel that Flooring Outlet by Carpet One can give our community just what it needs without fighting the box store crowds and promotes buying local. Whether big or small, we've got your flooring project covered. We purchase flooring in large quantities so you don't have to. Because at the Flooring Outlet, you get more and save more. Looking for a whole house of flooring? We either have it in stock or can negotiate the very best price for your project. Because we offer big value at a small price. Save more on products such as waterproof flooring, carpets, sheet vinyl, hardwood, laminate, and ceramic tile. You will find high style for a low price. So come on down to Flooring Outlet by Carpet One, located between Superdrug and Safeway in Sandpoint, where you'll find beautiful floors for less.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet?
I am the one in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
See our schedule, check our helpful links, or stream us anywhere. All at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Ellen Thornton has discovered that someone wishes to murder her. A mental telepathist performing at the nightclub read the thought from among the guests. Later, Helen was shocked to learn one of the guests present in the nightclub was her husband, Jack. She fears that he might want to kill her because of his jealousy of Paul, a former suitor. Her anxiety is heightened, and her husband suggests that they go away for the weekend to Lone Acres, an isolated hunting lodge. Once there, Jack tells her it's the perfect setting for a possible perfect crime. Her murder, a hunting accident.
Helen, here, up this way. Follow this path around the bend here.
Jack?
Yeah?
Would you mind if I went back to the cabin?
Helen, I'm gonna circle this hill. You wait right here for me.
Jack, please don't leave me here alone.
A regrettable accident, Mr. Thornton.
But, Doctor, I don't understand how it happened.
Now, Mr. Thornton, it's really nothing serious. It's just a shoulder flesh wound. Your wife is perfectly all right.
When may I see her?
Well, we can go in right now.
Yeah, she's asleep.
Go ahead and wake her up. She'll feel better knowing you're here.
Helen? Helen, darling? Huh? It's me, darling. It's Jack.
Mrs. Thornton, it's your husband.
Doctor... Get him out of here. He's going to kill me. Please, Doctor, you must save me.
Mr. Thornton, perhaps you'd better leave the room for a while.
All right, Doctor. I'll wait outside.
Doctor, please don't let him in here again. You must believe me. He's planning to kill me.
Mrs. Thornton, what happened was an accident.
That's what he wants you to think. He planned it that way, but it wasn't an accident.
Now, Mrs. Thornton, it's natural in a case like this for you to imagine strange
things. Doctor, you must think I'm crazy, don't you? But I'm not. I know what I'm saying. You yourself took the bullet out of my shoulder. Doesn't that prove he was trying to kill me?
On the contrary, Mrs. T, on the scene of the accident, they found your husband with a .32-caliber rifle in his hands. The bullet I removed from your shoulder was a .45-caliber pistol cartridge.
Marie?
Yes, Mrs. Thornton, I'll be right up. I was just cleaning up the scullery, ma'am. Oh, Mrs. Thornton, you have the sling off.
Yes, Marie. The doctor says the shoulder is okay now. Soon I'll be playing golf again.
Oh, that's fine, ma'am. I'm so glad.
Were there any calls for me while I was out?
Mr. Thornton called to tell you not to wait up for him. He'll be home very late. Oh, and Monsieur Allen called too, Mrs. Thornton.
Did he say what he wanted?
No, ma'am. He said he'd try to get you later on. Oh, and Mrs. Thornton, I was thinking. Do you suppose Mr. Thornton want to keep this box of bullets downstairs on the open shelf? I was thinking it might be dangerous.
Bullets?
Yes, this box here.
Let me see that box, Marie. 45 caliber cartridges?
The scene of the crime. They found a .32 caliber rifle in your husband's hands. The bullet I removed from your shoulder was a .45 caliber pistol cartridge.
Good evening. Have you a reservation, madam?
No. I'm here to see the great Marlowe.
Yes, madam. Then perhaps a table on the side.
And no. I've come to see him on a personal matter. He's expecting me.
Oh, I see, madam. Albert, show this lady to the great Marlowe's dressing room.
And when the doctor told me about the bullet he removed from my shoulder, I thought it was all a terrible mistake. I was even too ashamed to explain to Jack why I acted the way I did. Now, Mr. Marlowe, I'm sure what you told me over the phone that night is true. Someone really is planning to kill me. My husband.
Are you sure the doctor said it was a .45 caliber cartridge?
Yes, a .45 caliber cartridge. Just like these Marie found in the basement.
Does your husband have a pistol?
I think so. He keeps his guns locked in the case. He has the only key. Mr. Marlowe, he tried once and failed. He will try again. You must help me.
All right, Mrs. Thornton, I will do all I can. Where is your husband now?
He's out on business. He'll be home late.
Then we'll have to work fast. I go on again at 9 o'clock. I want you to go home immediately and find some way to open that case where your husband keeps his guns. I will call you as soon as my act is over. Mrs. Thornton, if you can find a .45 caliber pistol in that case, I think we can put an end to this affair.
Hello?
This is Marlowe.
I opened the case. There was no pistol.
Mrs. Thornton?
I've searched all through the house and I can't find it anywhere. He must have it with him.
Mrs. Thornton?
What can I do? I can't stay here tonight. He will kill me.
Mrs. Thornton, listen to me, please. You must come down here immediately. A few minutes ago, during my act, I received the murder thought again. Mr. Thornton is in this nightclub.
My husband is there now?
Yes. Meet me in my dressing room. Be sure to come in through the back entrance. And hurry.
All right, Mr. Marlowe.
Where am I supposed to be right now?
Jack! But he said you were standing there the whole time. You heard everything?
Enough.
It's not you. Then who is at the 78 Club?
Me? 78 Club? Helen, are you going to tell me what this is all about?
It's not you. Oh, yes, darling. I will tell you everything. Everything. I should have told you before I wanted to. Oh, Jack, I need you so much.
Now look here, Marlowe. I want to get to the bottom of this.
Mrs. Thornton and I have told you everything.
Yes, well, then explain to me why at the very moment I was standing in my own house listening to my wife talk to you on the phone, you were telling Mrs. Thornton that I was in the club planning to kill her. Oh, don't you see, Helen, this man is a cheap trickster. He's never even seen me before. Why didn't you come to me when all this started, darling?
I was afraid.
Because she thought you were the one, and so did I. That's why I assumed it was you sitting out there. Of course, I never saw you before you entered my dressing room a few minutes ago. You see, Mr. Thornton, I have a telepathic mind, not a magic eye. I know what your wife and I have told you is hard to believe.
I don't know what your game is, but I'll find out soon enough. Come on, Helen. We're going to police headquarters.
That won't be necessary, Mr. Thornton. The police know about this.
Huh?
I told them. The police are here now in this nightclub. Mr. Thornton, whether you believe it or not, your wife's life is in jeopardy. Someone in this nightclub now is planning to kill her. Perhaps this will convince you. You own a .45 caliber pistol with the serial number 75682.
Why, yes, that's right. It's the pistol I reported missing.
Yes, I know. The police told me tonight.
Jack, why didn't you tell me?
Well, darling, you've been so upset lately, I didn't want to cause you any more anxiety.
That pistol. In all likelihood, the pistol which was used up at Lone Acres in an attempt on your wife's life. Mr. Thornton, that pistol was brought to this club tonight by the person who is planning to kill your wife. The police found it concealed in a coat in the hat check room. Whoever claims that coat is Mrs. Thornton's intended murderer.
Now, why would anybody want to kill her?
Who can it be?
We will soon find out. Mr. Thornton, do you recall the night you were in this club? The night I first received the murder thought?
Yeah.
That night, did you see anybody here, or were you with anyone who knows you and Mrs. Thornton very well?
Well, let me see. Well, yeah, no. It couldn't be.
Pardon me, please.
We got him, Mr. Marlowe. Here he is.
Mrs. Thornton, your intended murderer.
Paul?
That's right. He was here the night you received the murder thought.
It was Paul all the time?
It almost worked.
Yes, and all the clues pointed to you, Mr. Thornton.
But why? We were so friendly, the three of us.
Friendly? More than that, Mrs. Thornton. Paul Allen was hopelessly in love with you.
Mr. Marlowe, you're on.
All right, I'm coming.
Let's go, Allen.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, the 78 Club presents the great Marlowe, the mental marvel. He will read your mind and tell your every thought. But let me warn you, if you have a secret you don't want him to know, just don't think about it.
From shadows and stillness, mystery weaves a spell of strangest fascination, charging the mind with doubts and fears. The mystery is a strange companion, a living memory.
In the haunting hour.
The 2020 harvest is in full swing here at the Pondere Winery, and it's certainly shaping up to be a great vintage. Chardonnay fans will be happy to hear that it's October's wine of the month. Specials will be available throughout the month on this excellent wine. Lisa's been working hard on new fall menu items for our kitchen, and yes, soup will be back. If you haven't made it in for Piano Sundays yet, you're missing out. And all white wine on Sundays are $6 a glass. Visit our website or Facebook page for more information, or better yet, stop into the 301 Cedar Street location to check out what's new firsthand. The Pondere Winery, help keeping locals sane for the past 25 years.
More people are listening to the radio than ever before. Radio reaches over 90% of every age demographic. And these days, with extended listening hours, we're bound to reach your target demo. As you work to build your brand, let radio reach your customers with up-to-date information. And let us be your voice when we get going again. Reach out and let us know how we can help. Click the advertising tab online at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Hey, Don Thomas here with Selkirk Glass and Cabinets, and would you take a look at that calendar? Furnaces and fireplaces are roaring to life, and heating bills will soon be mixed in with your holiday greeting cards. Now, this is where Selkirk Glass and Cabinets can help. If drafty windows and doors are the problem, then give us a call to learn about lots of remedies. We can retrofit your existing window openings with new energy-efficient vinyl, fiberglass, or wood windows. If you take your screens out in the winter, it's the perfect time to bring them into Selkirk Glass and Cabinets for rescreening or repair. Maybe your thermopane window glass has lost its seal and you've got condensation obscuring your view and perhaps causing sill damage. We can easily replace that glass. Have you got a wood-burning fireplace with cracked or missing door glass? Selkirk Glass and Cabinets is your only source in the area to stock the Neo-Ceram fire door glass. Just bring us the fireplace door and we'll install new glass in it, usually on the same day. We have a 4,000 square foot full service glass shop here with a seasoned crew to take care of these needs. That's why people say Selkirk Glass and Cabinets, that's the place to go.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Tom and Levi.
Tom is the smartest man I know. He's been a professor at two major universities, been a teacher for over 40 years. One day he told me that he was having problems in his classes. I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. And he was telling them that he was doing it as a favor to them, but I think in reality he just wanted to get out of there. I was really starting to worry because I saw something was wrong.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me, and my love for him was just immense.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM.
All right, we are back here on...
Yeah, spooky. So scary.
No, good job, you guys. Just
Paul all the time?
Yeah, Paul Allen. Who would have thought that, you know, that's where Paul Allen got his start, right?
We were
there.
So friendly, the three of us. That line that I had to say, oh, Jack, I need you so much.
but I think I love my gun more than you.
You know what would have made this a lot shorter and a lot just simpler for old Helen? Mm-hmm. She should have just gone golfing.
Yeah, exactly. Why didn't she just hook up with Mildred, go golfing?
Golf
not
is
go
the
to
answer to just about everything. It's true. Like, you know what? I can't deal with this. I'm going golfing.
Yeah.
It's wintertime. I don't care. I'm going. Yeah.
Helen goes golfing.
So that was very well done. I thought you guys, for youngish people, you sounded like old-timey radio. How did you know to do that?
Well, Ben really brought it with the he was practicing his Jimmy Stewart voice all week when I gave them the scripts. So we just did a quick run through rehearsal. I cast Kate as Marie the maid because she could do a French accent. So I think it was just things that I just played to everyone's strengths, made sure that they could, keep up with that. But yeah, the boys really brought it with the accents. I was really happy about that. Ben's, Russian mobster accent too was very good. That was, yeah, they just nailed it.
It was all very good and something different, kind of entertaining, you know, Halloween-ish.
Yeah.
And, we have two more radio shorts tomorrow, one about 12 minutes long, one about the same as today's, about 20 minutes. And what can we expect in tomorrow's Halloween special radio shows?
Well, the one, the shorter one, I get to play a murderess, which is really exciting. And I feel like I really channeled, if you've seen the old movie, The Bad Seed from...
Oh, yeah.
It's from the 40s. It's about a young child that murders her friend for a medal. So I feel like I'm like the bad seed grown up. That's what I was channeling when I was playing the murderer. And then in the other one, it's British. And so the language is very entertaining. And I can't do a British accent, and neither did Jack. So it's sort of the accents are a bit muddled. We were just going for a New England sort of accent. It's a more interesting premise too. It's a haunted house story, so a bit different. But that one was really fun. We got to do a lot of those sound effects in the studio, so it's a little more involved. Mm-hmm. And we were all playing multiple parts again. That was a good one.
So for tomorrow, again, I'm going to have two more of these radio plays in honor of Halloween week. And I think it was a good little experiment. And you guys should be congratulated. Good job.
I could see us coming back for other holidays, say December-ish.
Oh, like around the 24th, 5th?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, it's going to be a different Thanksgiving, different holiday season as we get into Thanksgiving. You know, they're already saying, large family gatherings, and people historically travel for Thanksgiving and get together with friends and family you don't see. But Halloween this weekend, what are you doing? And do you think, I bought some candy, but I'm just not convinced. We're going to get a lot of trick-or-treaters. What are you hearing about that?
Well, I have friends with small children, and they've decided to do an outdoor, have multiple fire pits going in their large yard so people could be spaced out and distanced. Yeah. Have a couple of the neighborhood kids over to their house for like an Easter egg hunt style trick-or-treating. So us adults will hide the candy around the yard and let the kids find it rather than going door to door. So I think it'll be this sort of, crock pot, chili and hot apple cider fire pit kind of Halloween, which sounds super fun to me. We're even thinking of getting a projector and putting a scary movie on the side of the house,
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah.
And have the occasional neighborhood kid disappear, like, where did Charlie go?
One by one.
And then they all show up at the fairgrounds at the Halloween party. Speaking of which, in case you don't feel like taking your kids or grandkids trick-or-treating and stuff like that, it's actually supposed to be a nice night. Mm-hmm. So, highs about 50 during the day and just getting down to about freezing in the evening. So usually, I remember you growing up, it was always like half rainy, half snowy. Freezing.
And then how do you choose a costume? You have to layer up, you know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
Yeah.
So October 30th, 5:30 p.m. at the Bonner County Fairgrounds, Halloween party, free kids Halloween party, a Halloween-themed movie will be shown, costume contest, candy, games, treats, and more. So there's one option there for just doing something. And then, Darcy and the crew out there, they'll keep it as safe as humanly possible. And it'll be a lot of fun. And again, it's free. So that's an option. And also on Halloween night, a safe Halloween experience happening at Lakeview Park. It's put on by the Bonner County Historical Society and Museum, the Kinnickinnick Native Plant Society, in conjunction with the Sandpoint Lions Club. And again, this is Halloween night starting at 4. And the poster says 4 till 7, but I happen to know from an inside source, it's going to midnight.
Yeah. And it's a full moon.
Full moon.
Yeah.
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 There's trick-or-treating. There's a haunted woods.
Yeah, that's the part that sounds scary.
Yeah, it really does. And but you know what's going to be really cool if the Historical Society Museum have anything to do with it, because those girls are just killing it.
They're doing a great job.
There's going to be a photo booth, so you can always remember what you wore this COVID Halloween. There's cider and popcorn. Refreshments sponsored by Lighthouse. And again, it is free. And for your safety, the Halloween night at Lakeview Park, entry will be paced, so there won't be big crowds all going in together and stuff like that. And the volunteers will, all the volunteers will wear masks and gloves and and things of that nature. Also, if you don't want to do anything Halloween-y on Halloween night, there is a concert, live music, coming back to the Panada Theater, Brittany Jean, who I know a lot of you haven't heard of, but she's a Nashville recording artist, but she's mostly like singer-songwriter kind of, you know, sort of a Joni Mitchell type, a young woman with a sensational voice. She's originally from Chicago, lives up in the Cascades, Brewster, Washington, and she's outstanding. She's a super talent, and of course, at the Panada, you went to the play last weekend. They have every other row blocked off. They're encouraging you to just sit with your group of people.
I was wondering about this now that we're rolled back to phase three. Is it still going to be the same sort of protocols?
Yeah, it's a darn good question. I know talking to Brittany Jean's promoter yesterday, he's like, yeah, we're coming.
Okay.
We're doing this. And the Panada is, their mindset is that, well, we've been in stage three since we reopened.
Sure.
So whether they're going to limit it to 50 people, that would make it a tough night. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll just have to.
Interesting.
But the thing is, you know, just be smart, be safe. There's one way in and one way out, so you're not all touching the same door and stuff like that. So. A musical concert, if you're missing live music at the Panada, it is happening this Saturday, 7 o'clock. Buy tickets online or for more information at panada.org or panada.org. So again, tomorrow, more of this.
Yeah, tomorrow we have two more for us. The first one that we'll be hearing tomorrow, I believe, is the shorter one. And that one is the one that I thought we were playing just now, and now I forget what it was called. It's the... The Strange Dr. Weird. And then the third one is, I don't think that one even has a title. I think I wrote something for it. Dweller in the Darkness. Yeah, oh, you're so good that sounds those, Derek. Thank you.
No one can hear him. He's just sending your headset. Oh. So, So the two more Halloween-themed radio plays for you. Hope you enjoy that. Old-time radio, that's used to be the, you know, before TV, that's what people sat around and were entertained by.
One of my favorite one of the very first sitcoms, George and Gracie, the Burns and Allen show, I read a few of their radio plays when I was reading through these, and we can't do them. They're all copyrighted and not public, and blah, 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 blah.
Oh, but we can do them.
They're so good. I love George and Gracie. It is cute reading the scripts because you can hear their voices in your head. They're really fun. I like reading through these things.
Yeah, so where did like today's story come from?
There's a couple of sort of fan sites that you can go through that I just found online when I Googled, generic radio plays, where they actually transcribe them from old broadcasts. So because it's not a recording and there's no known author or anything like that, then they're just sort of public domain.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Well, that was great. That was fun and entertaining. Hopefully you out in listener land here in Sandpoint and Bonner's Ferry enjoyed that. If you wanted to go the next few days or maybe Halloween weekend and hear it again, you can go to NorthIdahoRadio.com and archive any of these talk shows. Well, that's going to be North Idaho Wednesday for today. I'm back in here for a few minutes tomorrow. Then we have two more of those Halloween-themed radio plays. Look forward to that. Ricky, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Till tomorrow, I'm Bob Witte. Well, even beyond tomorrow, I'm still Bob Witte. And we'll see you later.